Thank you all for joining me today for another episode of Authentically Our Lettuce podcast. Last week we talked about happiness being a choice. And this week we're going to talk about you being intentional about where you're choosing to place your energy. How about that? I don't know if you know this, but you give life to what you give your energy to. So I think it may be a positive choice to be able to give off that good energy, because ultimately that's what we want back in return. So ask yourself, where am I placing my energy? Where is my energy going? Today, have you made a list and prioritized that list, showing forth all the things that you need to accomplish and all the things that need to be done today? Because ultimately, as Dr. Jill Taylor said, you are responsible for the energy you bring to your space, to this space, that space, and every other space that you'll walk into today. So here are a few things that you can do today to attract that positive energy. Because see, it's not enough just to desire that positive energy, but you also have to be one that's a culprit in putting that energy out there. So you want to get back what you put in. So if you're walking around being nasty and mean and rude to people, then don't expect for good, positive things to come across your path. Expect rude, nasty, ugly things to come across your path, because that's what you're putting out there. So here goes. In order to attract positive energy, first things first, you must be intentional about the positive energy that you're releasing. Be mindful. When you're going into spaces and you're meeting new people and you're going into these different atmospheres, be mindful of the energy that you're putting out. Are you being positive? Are you giving someone an experience that they'll remember you by? And is that a positive experience? Is it something that they're going to frown upon later? Or when they think back years from now, will they remember that moment where you had an opportunity to be able to give them a positive, wonderful memory of yourself and you chose to be rude, nasty, and mean? Don't do it. So be intentional about your positive energy that you're releasing. And today, for number two, try smiling a little bit more. People love it when you smile at them. People are attracted to when you smile at them. You see, positive attracts positive. So if you are standing in a dark room and you are being positive and you got your smile on, and every person that you come in contact with and you make that eye contact with, that you're smiling back at them, guess what? People begin to smile back at you. So once again, it's that positivity attracting what it is that you truly want. But we already established that this morning, right? So number three, talk to others you wouldn't normally strike up a conversation with. Stop being so drawn into yourself. And then on the other token, I'd ask you to stop thinking only of yourself, because there's billions of people out here in the world, right? And we come in contact with a few day to day, but we have a very interesting way of being able to shift and change the atmosphere that we walk into when we connect with people. So today, stop being so drawn into yourself. Get out there and strike up a conversation with someone that you normally wouldn't, and leave a positive impression. Leave some positive vibes behind. Okay, now number four, this one requires a little bit of space invasion. But what about delivering hugs for the day? It's so easy to give people a handshake, and I always put a prerequisite on it. I'm always just like, I'm a hugger. I'm sorry. I'm really the hugger type. And that's my way of breaking into and letting people know, hey, I'm going to hug you now. So now I'm coming into your space and I apologize, but that's just who I am. But you know what's really crazy? I've not once had anyone reject it. I've not once had anyone say, oh, don't do, you know, because people love hugs and people love to be loved on. So this action will eventually reciprocate itself back to you on a day when you need it the most. So don't be afraid to hand out hugs for a day, because it'll come back to you. And lastly, number five, spread love. There is not a more powerful vibe or energy that is non-existent outside of love. There is not another energy in the world that is more powerful than love. You have a lot of it to give. So today I encourage you to just spread the love. Give out all that you have. Give all the love. Spread the love. Leave a trail of love. You know, I just, you can't outgive love, you know. It makes me all warm and fuzzy just thinking about it. And there you see, you have it. Be intentional today about your positive release of energy. Smile a lot more. Strike up a conversation with a stranger, somebody you don't know or wouldn't normally talk to. Give out hugs and spread the love. This is how we're going to be intentional about giving out our energy today. So today, being intentional about choosing not to displace your energy, but don't feed into things that don't require your energy. Today, give your energy over to things intentionally. So if good is what you want, you have to focus there. If accomplishing tasks is the goal, then focus there. But if positive vibes and intentional energy is your desire, then you must be the energy you want to attract. Thank you all so much for listening today. You have once again joined me on this Thursday for another episode of Authentically Arletta's podcast. You can join me every week Thursday for a new episode being released. And also, if you'd like to contact me, you can go to www.authenticallyarletta.com and I have a contact form and you will be able to contact me directly. And also, on my Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube stations and channels, you're able to look up Authentically Arletta, and there you have it. You'll see me face to face. In the meantime, we'll be talking soon. Bye-bye.